This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. This week, the military commissions resumed at Guantanamo Bay with the hearings of three detainees, Sudanese national Ibrahim Alkosi, Saudi national Ahmed Al-Darbi, and Canadian national Omar Hutter. Jamil Dakwar, director of the ACLU's human rights program, attended these hearings as a human rights observer and talked to us about the proceedings. Jamil, what were the highlights of this week's hearings?
The first highlight, I would say, is the fact that two out of the three detainees declared in a statement that they are refusing to be represented, they refuse to cooperate, and they would boycott the proceedings. And that seems to be a trend among the detainees who are, after many, many years of isolation, 6 years of isolation, and lack of due process and access to independent arbiters, have basically lost trust in the system. The second thing is the pattern of using secrecy, the exploitation of classified evidence and information, and the manipulation of access to information in general in those proceedings. You see the struggle between the military defense counsels and the prosecutors over receiving basic information that would make the best defense put forward, and that has been undermined in several cases. The whole system is on trial rather than the defendant.
The government's former chief military prosecutor in Guantanamo, Colonel Morris Davis, he's publicly criticized the proceedings. Do you think such high-level criticism will change Americans' perceptions of the proceedings down there?
I think to some extent, yes, especially among the open-minded and independent policymakers, we hope, in Washington. Colonel Davis led the prosecution in Guantanamo, and he quit his position because of political interference in his job. He complained about the fact that there was interference from the Pentagon in his independence, and he put that in writing. And in fact, he will be testifying next month in the Hamdan case. Today, we heard another example of this political interference. The military lawyers assigned to represent Omar Khadr mentioned that Colonel Davis has said to them in a conversation that he was told to bring charges against Omar Khadr so that David Hicks would not look like the only case where there are charges brought against the Guantanamo detainees. And they again want to use this as an example where the prosecution and the trial counsels are pressing to move forward on this in a way, saying that we have to go to a full trial. They have political reasons for that, obviously. On the other hand, the defense are trying very hard to say the case is not ready to go to full trial. We haven't received all the information that is needed to present the best defense. And the Khadr case is perhaps the best example. There were over 53 discovery motions filed in the case so far, and it is not the end. So we're likely to see more and more evidence of political interference. The timing is certainly suspicious in the midst of the political campaign, and hopefully the American public will look more carefully about what's happening down here in Guantanamo and how this system is bringing a sham on the American justice system in general.
A new courtroom in which the trials of the detainees will take place has been recently constructed. Could you describe the courtroom and explain what effect it will have on the proceedings?
We had the opportunity, the first opportunity, I think, for the NGOs to have a tour of the new complex. Originally, the plan was to create a mega legal complex with $125 million expense, or the taxpayers' expense. And that was replaced. The Miami Herald wrote about it. The ACLU was lobbied on the Hill against this plan. And subsequently, they had to exchanged with a $12 million plan to create a new camp, which ironically is called Camp Justice, where there's several military tents. In those tents, they will house the observers, they will house lawyers, the media. Six people will be sleeping in each tent. Conditions are much worse than the conditions where we've been staying thus far. What is interesting in this time is that they have a glass separation between the courtroom itself and where the observers and the media will sit and watch and observe the proceedings, and this glass will allow the security officer of the court and the judge to shut down the sound in case there was any classified information mentioned during the proceeding. There's a concern that some of those high-value detainees, for example, will talk about their treatment in their detention in secret detention facilities overseas, about the treatment that they received, waterboarding, and other things that the government is insisting that continues to be classified information. And so it looks like this will be tested very soon. We don't know when is the first hearing where this courtroom will be used, but it looks like they are getting very ready to use it sometime in the coming weeks.
What hope is there, if any, for future military commission proceedings to be carried out in ways that are in accordance with constitutional principles?
It is very hard to see how those military commissions will produce justice. In fact, all the indications, all the analysis, and also the what we have seen so far is that this system of military commission, under the Military Commission Act that was passed in 2006, was created to secure convictions rather than to ensure full and fair trials, as the administration proclaims. So we think that so far what we have seen is that there's more and more legal and ethical problems and challenges that are unlikely to be resolved in the coming months. It's going to be require a lot of changes, and I think that the real solution is to close the system down and prosecute those detainees in federal civil courts or court-martials. Again, this is a question about the integrity, the credibility, and legitimacy of this system. And thus far, from the proceedings that I observed this week, that those military commissions are not producing justice, but rather sham to the American system of justice.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the military commissions at Guantanamo, go to www.aclu.org/gitmo.